Number 11, handling objections. Remember, I mentioned that I was a member of the Speakers Association, and we have chapter meetings, and in our particular chapter, there's a lot of comedians. And these guys really take comedy serious. I mean, they really study it, and they dedicate their life to being funny. And to them, it's not a funny business. It's about being creative and really creating a good story to tell and make a good punchline. And one time, one of them talked all about how they handle hecklers in the audience. And you think about it, I mean, we're all here, we're all sober, but if you're a comedian and you're up here and you got a group of people that have been drinking, you're going to get some participation that you may not want. And how do they handle that? Well, here's what they do. Every comedian has a notebook. And in that notebook, they have how they handle each one of the heckles that they have experienced. So as they get a heckle, there's a new one on me. I kind of flopped on it. I didn't know how to handle it. Now I go back and I write and I write and I figure it out. Then I test it on all my family and friends till they get sick of me. And now I got it patched. So the next time I get that heckle, which there's probably a certain number of heckles that people can come up with, and they've got them. And they can handle them. Well, it's the same thing with us, in a sense, with objections. There are 27 objections out there that you run into. 27. Now, what if you knew all those 27 in advance? And so when somebody said, you had practiced it just like the comedian did. You were able to come back. And let me give you some of the objections. I'm happy with my current supplier. I really don't like your company. We've been doing all right without you. I'm tied up in a supplier contract. You don't carry the items I need. I'm buying from a friend. See me in a couple of months. Business is down. That's 8. Anybody ever heard of those? They ever sound? I used to think when I was selling that they had a thing they would pull out on their desk and say, man, I'm going to nail this guy with a number 7 day. See me in a couple of months. That'll get rid of them for sure. What we have a tendency to do is agree with them. I mean, what can we say? I'm happy with my current supplier. Well, okay, what can I say? I really don't like your company. Well, I don't much like it either. Taking applications? We've been doing all right without you. Well, okay. Now, you can build a structure that will overcome all of those. Now, let me give you an example. I'm happy with my current supplier. Well, you know, I appreciate you bringing that up. I really do thank you for sharing that with me, because I call on a lot of customers. I got a lot of customers, and when I first went in there and talked to them, they said the exact same thing until they found out that we had some things that just nobody else has. We've been doing all right without you. Well, you know, again, some of my better customers, I've got about 25, 30 customers that I really take good care of, and every one of those said, when I first went in to see them, they said the exact same thing. They thought they could do fine without me, but once we dug a little deeper, find out what they were paying, the quality of what they were getting, the extra services that went, well, they saw that I was the right choice for them. Now, that's a canned answer. And you can, you know, what I would encourage you to do if you ever have the problem with objections is take a notebook, write down every objection, and figure out how you're going to overcome that in a really good way. Now, the answer I just gave you was canned from Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was one of the most persuasive people in the history of our country. He hardly ever, if ever, lost a case. Now, let's say Abe is selling for us, and let's say he's going out to a customer, and somebody says, I'm buying from a friend. Here's what Lincoln would say. Well, you know, I really do appreciate that. I mean, I know a lot of customers buy from their friends, and, you know, sometimes it works out, and I can sure appreciate that. I've got some of my customers that they had the same situation. They were buying from a friend, and, you know, once they found out that they were missing a lot of things, you know, your friend is trying to take care of you, but there's still some areas that they just couldn't do it. And once they found that out, they really came over to my side of the table, and we're growing our business together now. That's how he would answer it. That's called the feel, felt, found. You probably have heard of it. Understand why I feel that way. Everybody I talked to today or in the past felt the same way until they found out, and then give them the reasons. You can try that at home. When you guys come home, you've been drinking, Wife's upset, rightfully so. I said, I think I'll try that feel, felt, found. Say, honey, I understand why I feel that way. My first two wives, they felt exactly the same way. Until they found out they'd get along without me. So feel, felt, found is one of many good structures. You'll find more in the book there on how to overcome objections. But that's one of the biggest issues that we have to face.